vessel that we're all here together. Welcome to Reverend Ernest Angry's Disco Temple of Comedy. We're all here tonight because we believe that the spirit of comedy can help us. I know it can. Now, dear child, you've come so close because you want to be healed, don't you? Give me your hand, and I know you can walk without that chair. You can do it. Give me your hand. Wait, but first we touch you first with the magic words of comedy. Take my wife, please. Come on up. She did it. Come up now, dear child. Welcome to the Temple of Comedy. What is your name and where are you from?
Evelyn.
Evelyn, you... Right. Let's pray for a last name. We'll get you a last name, don't worry. Sit down, you look awful scared. Don't worry, we didn't mean to bring you up here and ridicule you. Thank you, my child. You touch me like you know me. Yay, we've had one healing already. Yeah. Is there someone else? Healed, son.
Yes, yes, I do.
Are you wanting to be healed?
Yes.
Then heal. Yay. Yay, yay. Isn't it amazing what comedy can do? And those of you watching at home on your TVs, I want you to grab the back of the TV and feel the power of comedy. You will. As it chucks your ass across the room, somebody will have a laugh. And it can move you, move you. Woo! It's all right. You want to kiss me? Do you want to share my diseases? A kiss for you, my child.
Hey, I want to kiss you too.
No, no. That'll be extra. No, no, no. Sit down, son. You're getting overzealous here. The boys is coming out of the closet right here. But that's all right, because comedy says better late than never. Yeah. Yeah. Heal yourself. Now, you know that comedy is like that. It can help you, don't you worry. You've got to laugh. We have Howdy Doody in the White House doing all those crazy things.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Thank you, dear. You're obviously Republican. Yay. Praise the power of comedy.
Amen.
Thank you. Can we get an amen right now?
Amen.
Can we get an a woman too?
Amen.
Yeah, we've got to be equal always. Have mercy. Testify.
Hallelujah.
And those of you over there in the special seats once again. They understood me. I speak druggies. It's okay. Friends. It is so amazing to have you all here. You know, friends, if you're here, those of you on drugs, I know where you are. It's okay, because when you have comedy, you won't need your drugs anymore. You just put them in a big hat. We're gonna pass among you. And we're gonna send them to our missionaries in Malibu Beach, California, to help the poor young surfer boys who don't know where they are, and all day going, "Wow, Tommy, I got tubed." You know, it's like that because I'm sorry if I drool on you, it'll heal you. It's holy sweat, it'll help you. And look, Sears had a sale. This is one. Those of you who came here, you know, next week we're going to take a pilgrimage to the Holy Lands, to the Catskills. We're going back. To the Holy Rock in Grossinger's, where the prophet Jerry went, "I don't know, Jimmy, gonna talk now." We're going home, we are going home. To where the saints walked. And you know, when the prophet checked, he spent 40 days and 40 nights at the dunes. He did. Praise you for coming here tonight. You brought me a rose. Whoa. And an egg, too. Another kiss. A kiss for you. Go. Two born-again virgins, they are. And if you believe that, you'll buy this watch. But that's okay. Because you know, friends, comedy can help you. You know, life's like a big fan. And sometimes a caca hits it. But comedy can be your shield. It can help you laugh it away. Thank you, dear brother. It's so damn easy. You have to use Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lip. Together they form words. Come on, you have your hingers, your hingers. Another word for fingers. A Swedish word for fingers. My hingers will be here.
Yeah.
And if Bergman was here right now, he'd go, Vinga, this ever. Nice to see you. What is it, son? Do you want me to heal your hand?
Yeah.
Give me a hand. Yay! I don't know if I did any good. But you know, he's got to have a sense of humor. Look around you. Take care of yourselves. I want to leave you with the words of what my grandfather said to me before he died. He said, son, The old fart had a sense of humor, he did. But go out into the world. Carry the spirit of comedy and joy. Live yourself. You were pissed off. What is it, Roman? You want my dolphin. I ain't giving it up. You think because you come to see a show that they have to give you a piece of flesh? No. I can't. I love dolphins because you know what their last words were. It's,
I'm not a tuna.
That's what they say. Now, you know, performing is a drug and you have been an OD, really. I know. Thank you. So take care of yourselves. Go out. Carry the spirit of comedy with you. Do you know? Because it's what my grandfather, not the one that died, but another one. He said to me, he said, son, you can fool some of the people some of the time and jerk the rest off, you know. In a few years, you're going to be paying $8 for a gallon of gas. You got to laugh. Because somebody over in Persia is going, we got them, he's a Khadim. But take care of yourselves. Join now in the spirit of comedy. Go out and bring the bliss that can be ours. God bless you. Thank you from all of us here at the Temple of Comedy. Take care. God bless you.